Here's a thought I'll, hesitatingly, title Digital versus Optical Zoom. And I'm always hesitant when I start talking about these really scientific sorts of mathematical things because that's not my area of expertise. So if one of you out there can find a flaw in this logic, please let me know because I'm probably in over my head. But here's how I think about digital zoom versus optical zoom. First, a lens and a sensor capture a finite amount of detail in a finite image circle on the film plane or where the sensor is. Can we all agree that that's the foundation? X amount of detail. We'll just call it X. And that detail is all that is available with that digital file from that point forward. Now, the way I think of it is increasing the size of that circle that the lens casts on the sensor, increasing the size of that circle through digital zoom does not increase the amount of detail that was captured. That's a finite number of details. Enlarging the image into something bigger just makes it bigger, but it doesn't capture any more details. The amount of details that are there just get spread over a larger surface area. And in my microscopy days, way back in my youth, I learned that this is known as empty magnification. You can make it bigger, but it doesn't reveal any more detail. Where I think this gets tricky and why it can fool a lot of people is because when you make a relatively small print from a high megapixel camera, there may be details that are suppressed because the enlargement is so small. But if you make the enlargement bigger, you'll reveal some of those details, and so it seems as though there are more details than there were in the original capture. But there aren't. They're just bigger so that you can see them. And the bigger you get, the more those details are spread over a larger and larger surface area until they sort of break down. And they're getting bigger, but no more detail is being revealed. And that's where we enter the area of empty magnification. Now compare that to optical zoom from the same position. You and I are standing in the same. You shoot with a high megapixel camera and do a digital zoom. I'm standing next to you and I zoom in optically with my lens. That optical zoom reaches out and actually sees more detail than before I zoomed, for example. So an optical zoom always reveals more detail, assuming we're zooming from a static position. So I could say that the optical zoom reveals smaller and smaller details as the subject gets larger and larger in the field of view. So if you take that optical zoom and you make a relatively small print, it's going to suppress some of those details just like the high megapixel camera will, because those details just aren't needed for the resolution of the print. Make a bigger print, however, and those details get larger in both the optical zoom and the digital zoom. The difference is, in the digital zoom, you're not actually capturing any more details. You're just revealing them because you're making them big enough for us to see. In the optical zoom, as you zoom out, you're actually capturing more details. And when you make a bigger print, those details become visible. So which should we use? Which is better? Well, I'm not sure that's an answerable question. At some point in time, optical zoom will outpace digital zoom because the digital zoom reaches its maximum rendition capabilities, and the optical zoom can keep gathering more and more details as you zoom in more and more on the subject. But in practice, and after all, isn't that exactly what we're interested in, is what's going to happen in the real world with our real cameras and the real prints that we want to make. In practice, I'm not sure I see much difference up to certain sizes, say 16 by 20 or thereabouts. Beyond that, there may be an advantage to the higher megapixel camera, which is what I've always stated about high megapixel cameras. If you're making really big prints, then all the megapixels you can get will help. But let's take that one tiny step further. If you use a high megapixel digital camera and you zoom in with your telephoto lens so that optical zoom is capturing more detail, you've got the best of both worlds. So if you're interested in big prints, my answer is zoom in as close as you can with your optical zoom on your lens, or walk closer to your subject if you're using a prime lens, and use a high megapixel digital camera, and you can probably make gigantic prints. The disadvantage of digital zooms is it will reveal the flaws in the lens more quickly. The disadvantage of optical zooms is more related to the atmosphere that exists between you and the subject. And if there's dust or haze or fog or something like that, it's going to suppress the detail. Each type of zoom has its place. And just knowing the differences between them can help you take advantage of their strengths and avoid their weaknesses.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.